This is the morning show on 90.3 KEXP Seattle and worldwide at KEXP.org. And as always, KEXP always trying very fun, exciting things, including having in studios 3,000 miles away while I stand here in Seattle. We have Neon Indian, who are over at the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. A big thank you to the Cutting Room for setting that up today. And a big hello to Neon Indian. How you doing?
Pretty good. About yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm so happy you guys are in. You played a show. I've got a ton of feedback, and I'm sorry I missed it. Performed at the Governor's Island Music Series. How was it?
It was pretty fun, actually. pretty much, you know, kind of the whole basis for it was that we were going to get to, you know, pick a bunch of our friends as all the openers. So it kind of just ended up being a, you know, a party of sorts amongst all the bands involved.
Who were some of the openers, by the way, if you can mention?
PrepU 73 was a direct support, whom we're going to be doing a co-headlining with in the fall, and then Night Jewel, Dom, and Miniature Tigers.
Oh, nice. And Dom is fantastic. I love those guys.
Oh, man, he was awesome. Very quirky, fun dude as well.
I keep trying to have Dom in studio, and it hasn't happened yet. But with the miracle of technology, it could happen very soon. But, all right, well, we're going to let you take it away. You're at the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. It's Neon Indian here on The Morning Show.
Oh, awesome. Picture. Scattered hands, dreaming.
It's Neon Indian here on the morning show. Sounding fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for coming into the Cutting Room Studios today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And, you know, we do have a common, we have a common friend now. We Jimmy Fallon actually heard Neon Indian on our fine radio station and referenced it when introducing you when you played on the show as well, which I thought was, we over here just loved it. We just were big fans of that happening. I don't know about you. I'm sure you were too.
Oh, yeah, it was incredibly surreal. And the fact that, you know, aside from, you know, from hearing it just on KEXP, that he was able to just pull out his iPhone and figure out who we were. It's like such a perfect, you know, amalgamation of all these different technologies that just eventually led to us performing on television, you know, when just a few months before that, we were just kind of barely even conceiving of having a tour for it. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and all those different medias come into play all at the same time. And glad we could help, and just simply by playing your music. Definitely your music is what spoke to him and spoke to a lot of people. And thanks for the set. It was great. I'm just a huge fan of your music and very much looking forward to a Seattle appearance. By the way, again, going to be at Showbox of the Market in Seattle, and that's going to be on September 27th. And we will see you in Seattle very soon. And thanks to the Cutting Room Studios in New York City as well for hosting this and everybody involved. We appreciate this. First time actually going 3,000 miles apart and me not being there. So thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, you didn't even know you were an experiment.
Yeah, totally. I thought there was going to be somebody in like the booth over there. This is kind of amazing. It's like a bit of a conference call.
Well, what happened again? You know, technology taking over once again and making sure your music is heard. Somehow you're always on the edge of this for us. So hopefully when we come up with the next thing, you will be helping us out. So thanks again, guys.
Ready for 3D.
Sounds good to me. Neon Indian from the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. This is KEXP Seattle.